The pandemic school closures over the last year or so required a lot of parents of children with disabilities to be teachers and speech and occupational therapists. From member station WLRN, Mia Lorenzo tells us about a school in Miami that arranged those therapies at home for students who needed it the most.
There's a hill in Gabriel Sanchez's favorite park where he likes to sit and watch other kids play. Gabriel's mom, Maria Isabel Otero, would bring him here to Grenolds Park in North Miami Beach after schools closed last spring to get some exercise. This sound is from a video she took to send to his teacher to show that Gabriel was keeping up with his phys ed requirements.
For him, it's a work, not something that he enjoys as any other child.
Gabriel has low muscle tone, so his mom says jumping and other physical activities can be difficult for him. No! Gabriel also has autism. He's nonverbal and requires many therapies to help him progress and improve his quality of life. He goes to Early Beginnings Academy. It's a charter school in Miami specifically for kids with special needs. That's where he normally gets his therapies: physical, occupational, speech. But when the pandemic hit and Gabriel couldn't go to school, his mom had to try to take over all of that.
It was very challenging for me, especially because, you know, I had to try to replicate the therapies at home and then continue having a full-time job. It was one of the worst times of the year. I didn't see a regression in his behaviors, but definitely everything was stalled there and affected him very much.
For our families, the biggest struggle was trying to find the balance of, I now have to train my child at home and I may not have all the skills.
Makisha Coleman is the principal at Early Beginnings Academy. The school serves students in kindergarten through fifth grade, helping them learn and overcome the challenges of their disabilities. Last spring, Coleman was struggling, just like her families were, to figure out how to adapt to the COVID-19 environment.
The struggle that we did have was that there wasn't clarity from the state initially for how we were supposed to manage our day-to-day, how we're supposed to reopen, how we're supposed to close down. And that was a big fear for a number of our families. Between the state and the national response, there were a lot of questions for a very long time.
Charter schools are technically public schools. They're funded with tax dollars but operated by private organizations. Early Beginnings is run by United Community Options of South Florida. It's a nonprofit with access to resources that not all schools in the region have, like contractors who can deliver critical therapies right to children's homes. Coleman said it wasn't possible to arrange at-home therapy for all her students, but she was able to provide for those who needed it the most. That means about 13% were able to receive physical and occupational therapies in the home.
We want to make it equitable, and what we do is we talk with all of our families to let them know the resource and to let them know our limitations so that they can figure out what works best for them and we can try to help them with that.
Some of these behavioral therapists and home health aides were also able to help children with their academics, too. Classes went online for all public school students last spring. Early Beginnings is still offering that virtual option now, but the campus also reopened for families who wanted to send their kids to school in person. Parents like Maria Isabel Otero. Her son Gabriel is back in school, and she says he's doing a lot better.
This is a play for him to have the possibility to interact with children his age. And he's not very prone to start interaction with other children. And so when I learned that he had a best buddy here, I said, really?
Maria decided the benefits of being in school, like Gabriel's friendships there, made it worth the risk of sending him back in person. For Here and Now, I'm Mia Lorenzo in Miami.